Farringdon Brow by Jill Robinson. Half Dead at 40 proclaims a Guardian piece, giving a list of celebrities who will have attained that age this year. I know how they feel, having reached the stage where not only the policeman, but also the Prime Minister, and now the new vicar, are younger than me. Last year, I made the horrifying discovery that I had actually taught one of the England Test cricketers when he was a 7-year-old boy. Now stranded in middle age, without a regular job or a steady relationship, I feel rather like Bridget Jones's elder sister. It's all very well for people to say that it's possible to leave one relationship in the morning and be in another by the evening. Maybe that's true in Brighton, but not here in Barringdon Brow, our village in the chilly, hilly South Pennines. I survey the list of possible candidates. There are none. Mary, who runs the parish pop-in shop, selling second-hand clothes and bric-a-brac, and who never lets anyone out of the shop without buying something, tries to encourage me. What about Jeremy, the church warden? He seems nice, and he's divorced. You'd make a good couple. I explain that I did once ask Jeremy if he would like to accompany me to an outdoor musical event in Leeds, Opera in the Park, for which I had been given free tickets. He had replied that he was intending to do his ironing that night. Well, maybe that really was the case. Why don't you try again? Oh, before you go, Jess, what size are you? It's just that I've got these nearly new sloggy bras in really good condition. I make my escape, muttering that I have sufficient stocks of underwear at present. It so happens that I'm having a group of friends round at the weekend, and we are going to an event at the Hebden Bridge Festival. Maybe Jeremy would like to come. I decide to ask. Jeremy thanks me but declines, saying that he has to scatter his uncle's ashes on that day. At this, I explode. Really, Jeremy, I've heard some novel excuses from men not wishing to spend an evening in my company, but that is truly the most original. I suppose that if I ever ask you out again, you will tell me you're staying in to wash your hair. A deep flush spreads across Jeremy's bald head as he goes on to inform me that he really has to attend the ash-scattering ceremony this weekend, although he would far rather come to my party. I feel awful and can scarcely bring myself to report back to Mary. She agrees that I have made rather a faux pas and insists that I have a good look round the pop-in shop. In my dejected state, I allow myself to be persuaded to purchase an ancient lawnmower, which I trundle home noisily, much to the amusement of the local youths. The phone rings. It is Jeremy, the bereaved churchwarden, inviting me to supper at his house, followed by an opportunity to view his holiday slides of Machu Picchu. We have a date for the following Monday evening. I dare not tell Mary, as if I set foot in that shop again, I know she will make me buy those bras. To learn more about life in Barringdon Brow, please go to the website barringdonbrow.co.uk.